On today's show, car sales continue to grow in the U.S., Honda reveals a colorful new Civic, and Subaru plans for more STI models in the future. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 2nd of 2015. Many analysts expected March sales to drop in the American market, but automakers posted a better month than anticipated, and that was with one less selling day. Wards reports that on a daily selling rate basis, sales topped 1.5 million units, a gain of 4% compared to a year ago, and the SAAR topped 17 million. Most car makers saw sales rise in March, but the luxury brands particularly shined. Jaguar Land Rover led the way, posting a 41% increase in March. Audi is next with a 25% gain and is followed by Porsche. Next is BMW with a nearly 17% increase. And the only mass market brand in the top five is Hyundai, which saw a 16% boost in sales. On the flip side, Volkswagen had the largest drop in March, with sales slipping 15%. Mazda also saw a 4% dip and was followed by its Japanese rival, Honda. Ford and Nissan round out the worst performers, with sales up slightly from last year. That's a quick snapshot of March, but we'll have more about sales in future shows. Fiat Chrysler's Ralph Gilles was just promoted to head of design. Prior to the new role, he was in charge of design for FCA North America. And as loyal Autoline viewers may remember, he also served as the head of Dodge and later SRT before moving back to design. The promotion is effective immediately. And don't forget to watch Autoline After Hours this afternoon from the floor of the New York Auto Show. Our special guest is Pierre Luong, the head of product planning at Nissan North America. Also joining John to talk about their impressions of the show are Michelle Krebs from Auto Trader, Joe Philippi of Auto Trends Consulting, and Jamie Lincoln Kitman from Automobile. That's today on our website, autoline.tv. And we'll take a look at some of those New York reveals right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
In the past, we've called Honda styling milquetoast. But after it introduced this neon-colored Civic concept yesterday, we're rethinking our words. Beyond the eye-popping paint, this is the most sporty-looking Civic we've ever seen, with design led by a team from Honda's Los Angeles design studio. It also marks the first time global development of the coupe and sedan was led by a North American R&D team. New to the model will be a 1.5-liter VTEC turbo engine, a first for North America, a more sporty and efficient CVT, as well as a new 6-speed manual transmission. And I wouldn't expect the styling to change much, as the production version is set to launch this fall. The Optima has been Kia's best-selling vehicle in the U.S. for the past 3 years running, and it hopes to grow upon that success with its all-new model. The goal on the outside was to retain the identity of the previous model, but give it some styling cues from the more upscale K900. From there, the brand tried to improve on everything else. Size has increased slightly, which lends itself to more interior space. Tweaks were made to the chassis and suspension for better ride and handling, and it comes with a host of new safety and convenience features. Also new is a 1.6-liter four-cylinder turbo engine that's mated to a 7-speed DCT, a first for the Kia brand. Pricing will be announced closer to the sale date in the fourth quarter of this year. In another Kia news, it hinted at its future design direction with this concept car it unveiled in Korea yesterday called the Novo. Meaning renewed or refreshed, this concept is aimed at modern urbanites, featuring a minimalist interior with plenty of high-tech goodies. The grille is about the only thing that would make you think that this is a Kia, but it was actually built on a modified Forte or Cerato platform. If this is where the brand's design is headed, I'll be interested to see what everyone has to say in the comments section. And coming up next, Subaru reveals a powerful STI concept, and Hyundai and Infiniti roll out new crossovers. all-new Hyundai Tucson also made its debut. As you can see, it adopts the company's bold hexagonal grille that's featured on other models, and it has a strong character line that runs along the body. It's a bit wider and has a slightly longer wheelbase. Two powertrains are offered. Base models are equipped with a 2-liter direct-injected 4-cylinder that's mated to a 6-speed automatic. The optional engine is a 1.6-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder with direct injection, which is mated to a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. The crossover also features an all-new all-wheel drive system that was co-developed with Magna. The new Tucson hits dealerships in the U.S. this July. Infiniti also revealed an updated version of its QX50 crossover. It features new styling and a front end that resembles the Q50 and Q70. The wheelbase is over 3 inches longer, which helped increase legroom for the rear passengers. The powertrain remains the same for 2016, a 3.7-liter V6 that's mated to a 7-speed automatic. The new QX50 goes on sale this fall in North America. Well, Subaru finally revealed a sleek, souped-up version of the BRZ called the STI Performance Concept. It's powered by the same engine that's in the BRZ Super GT race car. The concept also features suspension and chassis components and aerodynamic upgrades from the race car as well. Subaru says the concept is meant to show off STI's capabilities, and it also plans to offer more STI-tuned vehicles in the U.S. in the future. And don't forget, you can get even more in-depth info about the New York reveals with our Autoline on the Road coverage. John talks with the designers and executives who helped create the new vehicles. Click the link in today's transcript or head over to our YouTube channel to watch it now. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow.